Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Might be coming. That means he won't come.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Holy Name Immersion Retreat ki jai, Hare Krishna. It is my great pleasure to address you today in the name of Bhujan Prabhu, who will soon start speaking also, and all the members of the Govardhan Retreat Center, our Vrindavan Vinod and his helpers Krishna Murari and Ankit. On behalf of all these, it is our great, great privilege to be able to host this retreat. Also, I'm addressing you in the name of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, who is we have a host, Govardhan Retreat Center, and the organizing force is Prashanta and her wonderful team. It's a great pleasure that you always do this year after year, coming and organizing this retreat. It's also our great honor that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj has come, like all these years. After all, his name is intrinsically connected with this place. So you belong here. Hare Krishna. I'm looking out there, and I see many known faces and also unknown faces. And I know that as we are entering the retreat, all of us are full of anticipation. How will it be? What will it be like? And therefore, I thought to give you a little overview of what you can expect here in the valley of Giriraj Govardhan. But before we speak on this, I will request you to fold your hands and chant one of the many pranam mantras to Giriraj by repeating after me. One moment. We will chant a mantra where we offer our obeisances to the Lord of this area, Shri Giriraj Govardhan. He is known by the name Govardhan because he nourishes the cows, but he also nourishes our own senses, our own life, our own ecstatic progress in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we have been asked, why are we not having many deities, huge Radha Krishna deities? And our answer is, our deity is so big, you can't bring him in any temple of the world. He is out there, Giriraj Govardhan, and he is represented here in the hill, which you see. So we are offering our obeisances to this huge deity who will be with us all the time, who will look over all of you, and who will be very pleased if you come a little bit closer to him. Please repeat after me. One moment. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. Namaste Girirajaya. Namaste
Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine.
It is said that Giriraj Govardhan, this is what the Paranamanta says, takes away unlimited burdens from our hearts. Whatever is weighing down heavy on us, our worries, our anxieties, our private neuroses, everything is taken away by Giriraj, and in place for all these things which he has taken away, he gives the highest bliss. This is what his pranam mantra is saying to us. And this is a good entry into what we are going to do. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Let go and let Giriraj. He will do everything for you. If you can remain in this space of taking his shelter, yes. So let me just lean over to Burijam Prabhu. You don't see this now, what we do. So I would like to start by giving you a little entry into the retreat, and afterwards our Burijam Prabhu will also give you some good recommendations or some words that lead you into what we are going to do, and then we will have a brief, then we will have a flower offering to Giriraj, and then we will enter, because it will become dark and cold, into this place, into the Hari Kirtan Stali, the place where Hari Katha is done and where Kirtan is done. I want to start by asking you, what do you consider the most important element for proper chanting? The easiest is if you turn to your neighbor and just very focused in 5 minutes share with them what it, well, let's do it without the neighbor. Talk to me. What is the most important element for proper chanting? What is the one thing that will help your chanting to come to the level where you feel actually the presence of Krishna in the holy name? What do you think about this? We need to know, both of us, so we need to know what you know, as so that we know what points to emphasize and where we can be a little briefer. What is the most important element for chanting? First of all, do you all understand in the back? Can you hear me? Yes, good. So I saw one person, yes. What is the most important element? Connection, affection, affection. For whom? You must speak louder. Affection for the Lord. You must love Krishna to chant. Then your chanting is good. I will not comment on your words. Yes? Attention. Chanting with a proper understanding how we are connected to Krishna.
And who is Krishna and who are we? Sambandha Gyan, yes. Yes, Prabhu. We chant in a servitude mood. What do you mean with this? You chant and you sit down, I'm the servant of the servant of the Lord. Praying to Krishna. My dear devotees, you must know one thing. I will sometimes look behind your automatic responses and will ask you, what do you mean with that which you have heard about? So be careful. You must know what you talk about. Yes. Sadhu Sangha. Most important element. What does this mean? You can't chant alone? For personal chanting,
if you have someone, even not now, but you know, you have someone who you can discuss about Krishna, then you're chanting.
If you have someone with whom you can discuss about Krishna, you will know on chanting, you will know how to chant properly. Yes, we will go to the Matajis. Empowered chanting pleases Krishna. Begging for empowered Krishna. Acha. Begging to Krishna to empower me. My Lord, I'm trying, but I'm failing. And then this prayerful chanting. Mm-hmm, to be empowered. Wonderful answers, by the way. Also, your answer is wonderful, to chant in the service mood. Excellent answer. Mm-hmm. Yes. What I understood acoustically is when we get up, we should not think I want to just finish my rounds, but we should be focused in the chanting. Yes, anyone in the back? Sorry? Sincerity, what do you mean with this word? In relationship to chanting. Yeah. Good, I repeat, sincerity means Krishna consciousness. Sincere desire to please Krishna. So you sit down and you want to chant in a way that he likes your chanting. Is that what you say? I'm sorry I make you think, but this is very important. We want to come to the next level. We might have to think a little bit about our automatic responses, but your answer is excellent. Good. So, there is an answer to this question in the Padma Purana. It is very often quoted, but there is also an answer in a book that is quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, where six elements are mentioned that make your chanting perfect. And we will learn about these six elements in more detail. But I will introduce them to you. Manas samharanam socham monam mantrata chintanam avyagratvam anirvedo japa sampati hetava. It says, in order to perfect your japa, you need to cultivate the following qualities. I once heard from Mahatma Prabhu a quotation from Prabhupada where he said, 90% of our advancement and progress in Krishna consciousness is dependent on the quality of our chanting. 90%, that's a lot. 90%, that's almost 100%. And here in this verse, which is quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, we find six qualities that we have to do in order to bring our chanting to perfection. It starts with mana samharanam, control of the mind. some of you have said attentiveness. That's the first thing which you need to know. Then it speaks about internal and external purity. You need to take your bath. That gives strength to the body. It gives strength to the body. And it takes away tamagun. So it's good to have external quality, external purity. But internal purity is even more important. Someone who wants internal purity, he's careful about what he reads. He's careful where he places his gaze. He doesn't look at people who are materially minded. He doesn't look to the opposite gender, and so on. So internal purity is necessary. He will be careful. He will be not. He will check his Netflix use very carefully. The next is silence. You cannot speak, but you can also not have internal chatter, that is the chatter of the mind. Mantrata chintanam, meditating on the meaning of the mantra. One of you said, I need to chant with affection, no? That is a very nice word, a very nice slogan, very good, but how do you do this? You meditate about the meaning of the mantra. You know, there are various meanings which we will hear about. Avyagratva, no haste. One of you said, one should not rush one's chanting in order to finish the fixed number of rounds. And the last is anirveda, non-dejection. One should not lose hope when one does not attain the results as quickly as one wants. But my dear devotees, beyond all these techniques, there's one thing. If you can only learn this one thing, then all the techniques are included. This one thing is beautifully expressed by Vamsi Das, the Shiksha Guru, one of the Shiksha Gurus of our Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He was once asked how one can attain God, and he said only one word, cry, cry. I once met a sadhu. No, actually, I didn't meet him. Our Bhakti Vigyan Goswami told me about him. This sadhu was chanting 196 rounds a day. And Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj was asking him, how do you do it? Could you just chant for me one round that I can understand how you are chanting? You must know the sadhu was a very, very dedicated Namvrati. He is no longer, as far as I know. He made his whole village chant at least 16 rounds a day. And a good number of the villagers chanted 64 rounds a day. So Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj naturally wanted to know, what's the secret of this sadhu? How does he chant? So he started to chant to show him. He went, Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. And then he started to cry. I can't do this because I'm not on the level. I will not even try. But then Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj knew, yeah, this is how he chants so much. He is wanting Krishna. He's desiring Krishna. He's longing for Krishna. If there's one price to pay to obtain Krishna consciousness, it's not so many techniques, my dear devotees. It's the intense desire to have him. Or like Prabhupada compares this with a little child who wants only his mother's. No toy, no computer game, nothing will stop the child's anxiety. And This, my dear devotees, to come to this level will require of all of us a constant awareness of the need to attain Krishna. In Sanskrit, you call that prayojana bodh, that throughout your life, you are always aware, I don't need wealth, I don't need physical health so much, little we may need. I don't need followers on internet, najanam, nasundarim. I don't need all these things, I need and I want only you. This prayojana bodh, we are trying to create during these holy name retreats, an awareness in you. Because once you know that this is what I want, and I want nothing else, my dear devotees, then your internal longing, your highest force, which is stronger even than determination or willpower, will come alive. And with this desire, you will cross all the obstacles which you feel in your life. A restless mind, a distracted thought, perhaps also an ailing body who cannot sit for long. If you are really aware of I want Krishna only, and the easiest way in Kali Yuga is to obtain Krishna. At the end of my presentation, I want to take you on a meditative journey. Now, I'm not... Can you really hear me acoustically in the back? You can. I feel I should become a little louder, perhaps. I think it will work out. Go, Krishna. We will do a little journey now. Some of you might like to make this in a meditative way. Others who do not like to meditate or who are not accustomed can keep their eyes open. That's perfectly fine. We may have to put a little bit more sound on the harmonium. Yes, good, 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 good. That's too much sound. My dear devotees, let us start by looking, taking a little bit the atmosphere or the visuals in. Can you see the beautiful trees which have grown so much because there was a very wet monsoon season here? Can you see how it has become so beautiful? On your right side, you see this hall. When you look in front, you see Giriraj lit up so nicely. If you're a little silent, you can take in the atmosphere. Those who want to make a closed eye meditation, it's time for you to close the eyes now. Those who are preferring an open eye meditation, that is perfectly fine. Let us come a little bit to peace. Request you to sit straight. You can imagine a thin but strong thread that pulls your head upward. And then take a few deep and soft breaths. You can breathe deeper by breathing out longer. Very important that you lengthen your breath now, because if you lengthen your breath, your mind and the waves of thoughts will calm down. arrive in this sacred moment. And sense the sacred atmosphere around you. You have arrived in the lap of Giriraj Govardhan, so to say. This is not an ordinary place. For thousands of years, saints and devotees have walked here, and in fact, they are walking now. Yes, there are the tourists, the religious tourists who are walking, but amongst them you will find many saints. But whoever they are who come here, they offer their prayers to Giriraj. They chant the holy names. And they want to remember Radha and Krishna. Even now, behind the veil of all the modern sounds and all the buildings and all the plastic which is thrown here and there, the eternal Vrindavan is alive and it is breathing. Allow your heart to sense that sacred vibration. Now in your mind's eye, make a journey into the past. Travel back some 500 years ago. In your mind's eye, see the land as it was at that time. Lush forests embracing Govardhan Hill. Really no modern buildings, maybe a few clay huts. In your mind's eye, see the Yamuna waters shimmering in the golden sunlight. Sense the air, the rustle of leaves, the cuckoos, coo-coo, much better, and the parrots, the calls of the peacocks. Just in your mind's eye, let the sacred atmosphere and the beauty of Vrindavan awaken in your heart. And now, my dear devotees, I request you to see those great personalities before you who hold the key in their hands to open up the eternal Vrindavan before you, the six Goswamis. Perhaps in your mind's eye you see one of them. They are very divine personalities, or two of them, Rup and Sanatan, or all six. They used to sit under trees. They used to wear a simple cloth which was covered with the dust of Vrindavan. Their eyes were closed and they were fully absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. Often they would cry. All of them left behind wealth, prestige, comfort. And they embraced the life of simple mendicants who only were interested in one thing, love, ecstatic love for the divine couple. Now listen with your heart what they say. This is taken from authorized scripture, the Sat Goswami Astakam. They used to call and walk through the forest path, weeping, weeping, calling out, Shrimati Radharani, Queen of Vrindavan, and Lalita, oh Lalita, oh son of Nanda Maharaj, oh Krishna, where are you all now? Are you under the trees on the banks of the Yamuna? Are you just now at the hill Govardhan? Oh, where are you? These were the words of the Goswamis. Where are you? Hey, Radhe, oh Radha. Hey, Radhe. Braja Devike, oh goddess of Braj. And Lalita, and Nanda Suno Krishna, where are you? And they would be so much desiring, they would so much long for the darshan, that they didn't find much time to sleep. Perhaps 2 hours, 1.5 hours, they would look in Teh Kadamba, they would look in Kadamba Kandi, they would look in this one, and that one. And they would always call out, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe. And then when they would finally go to rest under a tree, they would see in their dreams Radha Govinda. My dear devotees, let this yearning resonate deeply within you and awaken your desires to come closer to Radha and Krishna in their holy name. Our lives in Kali Yuga are so busy now. We do so many things, but we rarely have time to sit down and give prominence to the longing, the searching of our soul. Yeah, we search for food to fill our bellies. We search for company to fill our emotions with good feelings. We search perhaps for likes on Facebook. We search. But do you know that behind all these food, likes, and so on, our soul is crying only for Krishna? Rest in this space. Sense the invisible presence of these and other saints. Sense their purity, their humility, their love. Remember that Vrindavan is not a place on the map, on the Google Maps. Yes, Google has Vrindavan directions on it. But the real Vrindavan is the Vrindavan in your heart. Prabhupada used to say, we have to discover the Vrindavan in our hearts. So please, let us just chant from this place, and that will help us to enter Vrindavan. Humility, longing, purity, all these things which we can observe in the qualities of the Goswamis. Hare Krishna,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
One more time, all of us. Chant, chant.
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Louder if possible. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Summary, yes, there are techniques, and we will talk about techniques, but the real driving machine, the steam, that which will empower your japa, my dear devotees, is When you become aware of the goal, aware of the delightful goal, and you long for it, you want it so strong, then everything will come to you. And we will do both techniques and goal discussion. Hare Krishna. We will now turn to our Bhujyam Prabhu, who will give us his commentary for entering this retreat.
Hare Krishna. That was so sweet and peaceful too. I noticed that the flags got so peaceful they don't even fly in the wind anymore. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Vutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Telamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurav Nivase Sasunyavati Prasatya Desha Hare Krishna Vansakalpa Trubhisya Kripa Sindhubhaye Vaisa Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. Our Maharaj Satchinandana has put before our eyes and placed in our hearts something very sweet and meaningful, the importance of keeping the goal of Krishna consciousness burning very brightly in our hearts, Param Nirsvanavartite, and that Lobha tatraloyam apimulam ekalam, that will drive away all the difficulties. I would like to speak now from somewhat of a different point of view, from the point of view of not jumping ahead, running ahead towards our goal due to the great attraction, but from behind. Kali Yuga pushes. I would like to speak something from that point of view as described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami in answer to a question of Maharaj Prickett from the 12th canto, just before Maharaj Prickett is going to leave this world. At the end of the 9th canto, there was a description of many, many kings. And then Maharaj Prickett asked about the Moon Dynasty kings, and then the 10th and 11th canto were basically discussing Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, which is the goal. But then in the 12th canto, Sukadeva Goswami begins describing the kings of Kali Yuga, and it is horrible. It is torturous. The people of Kali Yuga are tortured, misguided, lazy, so many terrible qualities, and the kings are the topmost of those people. At some point in this third chapter of the 12th canto, Maharaj Prickett asks a question born out of the sadness in his heart. And that question is that is it possible to escape the contaminations of Kali Yuga? They seem to be everywhere. Please, how can we escape the great increase of contamination and degradation of the age? And Sukadeva Goswami begins a reply to this. He describes the four ages, beginning with Satyuga, when people were very pure in heart, peaceful in mind, and that people were truthful, they were merciful, they were austere, and they would give and give and give. They were charitable. They could give because they were satisfied inside. But as Treta Yuga came following this, people would even perform devotional service. But what entered into the contamination in Treta Yuga was to perform devotional service to get something material. devotional service to get something material. And then gradually, as Dwapara Yuga came and then Kali Yuga came, instead of having the principles of mercy and cleanliness and truthfulness and what is the fourth one? Austerity. Rather, the qualities of the people of Kali Yuga were lying. They would never tell the truth. They were violent. They would kill animals and human beings. They were dissatisfied always in the heart. And they would always be quarreling and fighting amongst each other. And then in Kali Yuga, there was only a little bit of compassion left. And, or is it truthfulness at the end of Kali Yuga? Or in Kali Yuga, there's a little bit of truthfulness left. And that would be decreasing, and irreligion would be increasing. And all the qualities born of spiritual life, of religious life, of purity in the heart would gradually become destroyed completely. And people would be continuously fighting and arguing over no good reason, practically speaking. People in Kali Yuga become barbarians, basically animals. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur notes in his commentary that that at some points in every yuga, the qualities of the other yugas start to manifest, even within individuals. So there is some type of hope. And then when the basic principles of cheating, lying, dirtiness, sleepiness, violence, depression, that means tamagun, lamentation, oh, why didn't this happen? Why couldn't I do this? Continuously lamenting, depressed and confused and poverty-stricken and fearful. These are the inauspicious qualities of Kali Yuga, the age of ignorance, of quarrel. I feel a little bad speaking like this after Maharaj had just brought us to such a sweet and satisfied level. But we will get there again, Krishna willing. Then Sukadev describes the qualities of Kali Yuga, and indeed, they are fearsome. They are terrifying. And I could say that we're seeing them gradually or even quickly in our lifetimes manifest more and more and more. And one of the terrible qualities of Kali Yuga is that even when people are dying, they are terrified. A man may collapse on his bed. This is what the Bhagavatam states. His voice, he cannot speak anymore. He's hardly conscious even. And yet, if he utters the name of Krishna, the holy names, he can be freed from the reactions of all the sins he has committed in this life and next life and previous lives. But still, these Kali Yuga people will not chant or worship the Lord. Determined atheists, we can say demons, and they're creating havoc in this world. Srila Jiva Goswami comments on this, and he says, close to the end of Kali Yuga, people's minds will not turn to the Lord because atheism becomes so dominant, and there is such a preaching of atheism in Kali Yuga, from the schools to all the, and the spirit of enjoyment and atheism in the schools and all the media, we are bombarded by that continuously. And therefore, though, the need for chanting the holy names is so strong. And this type of mentality, the horrible qualities of Kali Yuga, will not manifest in those who chant the holy names properly. And after hearing all this, after hearing this in response to his question, how could one become free from the contaminations of Kali Yuga? After hearing this, Maharaj Parikit says, he asks another question. In the Kali Yuga, everything becomes contaminated. Every place becomes contaminated. Every object becomes contaminated. And worse still, every person becomes contaminated. This is Kali Yuga. But rather than making it a question, he says, or Sukadev says, the almighty personality of Godhead can do anything. And he can remove all such contamination, because this was the answer to the question, how can the contaminations be removed? He who has all power, the Supreme Lord who is within everyone's heart, can remove all contaminations from the life and from the mind, from one who fixes Lord Krishna, the Lord, in his mind, in his heart. Every contamination removed. If a person says, Sukadev says, he's continuing towards his conclusion in answer to the question, if a person hears about Krishna, if a person glorifies Krishna, if a person meditates upon Krishna or worships Krishna or simply offers great respect to the Supreme Lord who is in everyone's heart, the Lord will remove from his mind, he will remove from his mind the contaminations accumulated during many thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments on this. Not only does the above process of always thinking and meditating on the Lord and always chanting the Lord's name destroy the faults inherent that are natural in Kali Yuga, it also destroys the reactions of sins committed recently and in all previous lifetimes. Just as the purification of gold removes any colors that don't really belong as qualities to gold, Lord Vishnu, the Lord Krishna, removes from the heart, because he is in the heart, he purifies the mind of the yogis, those who are connected to the Lord, those who meditate upon him. And there are other processes of becoming pure, certainly. But Sukadev says that the mind cannot achieve the same absolute purification that one can achieve if one follows other processes. The mind cannot achieve the kind of purification that is achieved when the unlimited personality of Godhead appears in one's heart. Therefore, please listen carefully. Therefore, O King, because Maharaj Parikit is soon to pass away. After all, he has been cursed to die within so many short days, 1 week. O King, Sukadev says, endeavor, try your best, work towards this with all your strength, with all your might. Try, endeavor with all your strength to fix the Supreme Lord Keshava within your heart. Maintain this concentration upon the Lord. And at the time of death, you will certainly attain the supreme destination. Now, there are some amazing commentaries on this verse. Srila Jiva Goswami says, with all your might means, with all your endeavors, as Maharaj said in his very sweet and powerful, attractive talk, that be careful of what you see, be careful of what you hear, be careful of what you allow into your consciousness. And this then is the specific purpose of our holy name retreat. This few days that we are together is the time where you should endeavor, and I should endeavor with all my might, and you should endeavor within all your might to focus your consciousness and fix the Supreme Lord in your heart, in your mind. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that while persons such as Ajamil remembered the Lord, they were not even attentive. Still, their remembrance was effective due to Lord Keshava's supreme potency, and he was given love for them, for him. And if Prakrit Maharaj remembers him with all attention, he will certainly attain him. And Maharaj Prakrit is capable. He is capable of such concentration because he's a topmost intimate devotee. So therefore, Sukadev Goswami says, my dear King, the personality of Godhead is the ultimate controller. He is the supreme soul, he is Sarvatma, and he is the supreme shelter, he is Sarva Samsraya. He is the shelter of all beings. And when meditated upon by those who are about to die, he reveals to them, he, Krishna, in the heart, reveals to them their own spiritual identity, their eternal identity. He, in the heart, if one meditates upon him, at that important time, he will reveal to you your own relationship with him. And in Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami comments, the Lord produces bhav for himself. He produces that bhav by his mercy, that mood of love for him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments further. He offers hope to us all that's based on Krishna's merciful nature. He says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, a dying person's meditation on the Lord will cause that person to attain prema for him. But one may, Purvapaksha, ask, how does the Lord know that someone is meditating on him? And this is also an important point to keep in mind during our Harinam holy name retreat. How does Krishna know what we are thinking as we are chanting, as we are taking prasadam, as we are hearing the class? Does he really know? And indeed, Vishwanath says, he does know. Although others may not know, he knows, because he is the soul of all. He is Sarvatma. Well then, why does the Lord give prema just because one meditates on him once? And Vishwanath's answer is, because he is so magnanimous, he is so generous, he is so kind. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami concludes these instructions to Maharaj Prakrit by saying, although Kali Yuga, my dear king, is an ocean, doshan de day, Raja. There is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Whatever results are obtained in Satyuga by meditating on him, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, these all can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. According to Jiva Goswami, he says, this same Kali Yuga, although truly an ocean of faults that defeats the goals of life, has one good quality. It is respect for the chanting of Krishna's holy names. Thus, because a chanter of the holy names is not confronted with obstacles, he will become perfect. To further glorify the power of chanting Krishna's names and remembering him, the ones chanting, Srila Jiva Goswami recites a reference from the Vishnu Purana. The moment that one does not think of the Lord, that moment immediately becomes destructive, full of fault, becomes full of illusion, and becomes full of mistakes. Chanting the Lord's name is the best austerity for the people, and they should particularly, these names should be chanted particularly in Kali Yuga. Devotional service, Jiva Goswami says, and we're nearing the end here. Devotional service consisting of the process of chanting, it gives immeasurable, unlimited, uncalculable mercy of the Lord on the conditioned souls. It is the best, his mercy is focused, and please listen, his mercy is focused exclusively, single-pointedly on those persons who feel themselves most unfortunate. And especially in terms of their property, I have nothing, their birth, my qualities, good qualities don't exist, and my activities. The most perfect, from the Skanda Purana, the most perfect penance that can be executed in this world is the chanting of the name of Lord Hari. It should be performed, especially in the age of Kali, in order to satisfy Lord Vishnu. And that is, as one devotee said, and as Maharaj confirmed, that is a nice way to chant for the pleasure of the Lord. As one king alone kills many thieves, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this one good quality of chanting Krishna's names destroys all the faults of Kali Yuga. So now we know what we have to do during our time together in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan in the association of so many very kind-hearted devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Puri Jampabhu. I thought this was very, very important to hear that the fire is behind us, the fire of Kali Yuga, and we have one way to go. It's very, very nice how you reminded us that during these 5 days which we have together, we can actually endeavor with all our might to fix the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our heart. I thought this advice of Bhujan Prabhu is very, very practical and pertinent. It means, you know, when you get up, it's best you start immediately to chant
When you go in your bathroom, we hear it's good to chant Ganga, 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 Ganga to make the water pure, Ganga's water, mantra bath, no? And then take part in the various programs, starting with combined japa, guided japa in the temple room here. And throughout the day, you know, try to minimize your distraction. Don't look so much at the distracting news, perhaps on the mobile telephone, and just make a concentrated effort to bring Krishna in the mind, and you will fly, you will rise.